Quiet No More. You can get your Bibles ready. Quiet No More. We're going to be looking at Mark chapter 10, verse 46 through 52. I want to give you the background to this. The story we are about to read is actually the final event before what we would consider the Passion Week. That is the last week of the life of Christ before he died on the cross, which was a Friday that he was crucified on. This is Sunday morning. This is actually right before Palm Sunday. He's at Jericho with his disciples. They're getting ready to march the 18-mile march to Jerusalem, and that is Palm Sunday, remember? As they marched into Jerusalem, the people said, "Hosanna in the highest." They worshiped God. They laid down palm branches so that his donkey wouldn't even walk on the soil, because they said, "You are king, and your donkey's not even going to walk on the soil." So they really worshiped the Lord that day. We know what happened 6 days later on Good Friday. But nonetheless, that's the setting that we're looking at this story. Jesus is on his way to the triumphal entry. And look at this, verse 46. Mark 10, verse 46. And it says, "And so they reached Jericho. Later, as Jesus and his disciples left town, a great crowd was following." Remember, they're leaving town to go to Jerusalem so Jesus can enter the city and ultimately die for all of our sins. "A blind beggar named Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, was sitting by the road as Jesus was going by. When Bartimaeus heard that Jesus from Nazareth was nearby, he began to shout out, 'Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me.' 'Be quiet,' some of the people yelled at him. But he only shouted louder, 'Son of David, have mercy on me.' When Jesus heard him, he stopped and said, 'Tell him to come here.' So they called the blind man. 'Cheer up,' they said. 'Come on, he's calling you.' Bartimaeus threw aside his coat, jumped up, and came to Jesus. 'What do you want me to do for you?' Jesus asked. 'Teacher,' the blind man said, 'I want to see.' And Jesus said to him, 'Go your way. Your faith has healed you.' And instantly the blind man could see. Then he followed Jesus down the road." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we look at your word, God, change us tonight. May none of us leave here the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. The first thing we see, desperation. As they reached Jericho, Jesus and his disciples left town. Verse 47, glance over your word. "When Bartimaeus heard that Jesus of Nazareth was nearby, he began to shout, 'Jesus, have mercy on me.'" Word already spread that Jesus was here. Remember, Bartimaeus, what was his problem? He was blind. He's a beggar sitting on the side of the road. And all of a sudden, as he's sitting there, he's hearing Jesus is coming. What? Jesus is coming. And his heart woke up. Bartimaeus heard about Jesus. At this point in history, if you look back at the book of Mark, you don't need to, but if you do that later, Jesus already healed a bunch of people. Word was spreading that Jesus, this man, can do great things. He healed a bunch of people. He reached out to those who had leprosy and gave them new skin. If you know anything about the contagious skin disease of leprosy, nobody could ever touch them. That was actually the crime of the whole thing. Nobody could touch them because they would get it. Can you imagine never receiving a touch? Never having a handshake? Well, Jesus took that broken person, touched them, healed them, gave them brand new skin, and they could go on. He touched blind people. He healed them, allowed them to see again. On two separate occasions, he took two small loaves of bread, and he fed thousands and thousands and thousands of people by praying for it, and it multiplied. Remember that story? When Jesus spoke, all of his critics were silenced. It's amazing. When Jesus spoke, the Pharisees and the religious leaders couldn't say anything to him. His wisdom was well beyond what they thought. When Jesus spoke, to those who were demon-possessed. Immediately, the demons had to leave. The demons who held people in bondage had to give freedom to those people. Bartimaeus referred to Jesus as what? Jesus, son of David. Son of David. Why? Why do you think? Remember what his dad's name was? Was it David? His earthly father? What was it? It was Joseph. His real father is God in heaven through the Immaculate Conception with Mary, but his earthly father was Joseph. Here he says, son of David. Why? By calling him the son of David, he was referring to the Old Testament prophecy that the one who would come from the line of David would be the Messiah who would save the world. By saying son of David, he says, I believe you are the one who is coming from the family of David who's going to come and save the world. He was stating that Jesus was everything that everyone was looking for. Did you know that no one in the Old Testament was ever healed of blindness? Did you know that? Well, in Isaiah 35:5 is what I'm going to read. It says, say to those with fearful hearts, be strong and do not fear, for your God is coming to destroy your enemies. He is coming to save you. In verse 5, and when he comes, he will open the eyes of the blind and he will unplug the ears of the deaf. Isn't that awesome? So Bartimaeus, who was what? Blind. All of a sudden, people can see. Jesus is healing people, bringing back their sight. This is the one from the family of David. This is the Messiah who's come. Jesus, son of David, the Messiah, our hope. Have mercy on me. He shouted out, have mercy on me. The next thing is determination. The first thing we could see was his desperation. He cried out no matter who was there. He really, really needed Jesus to come. He was the only Messiah. He was the only one who could touch him and heal his eyes. That was never done before. It was Jesus, the Messiah. The second thing, determination. Verse 48, be quiet, many of the people yelled at him. What did he do? He yelled louder. He only shouted louder. Son of David, have mercy on me. He's screaming on top of his lungs. Jesus, Jesus, he was determined. Jesus, Messiah, the one who has come to save the entire world. Have mercy on me. The crowd tried to get him to be quiet. He just screamed all the more louder. He was blind. He could not go to Jesus. But as he was screaming, Jesus stopped. Isn't that amazing? Verse 49. Jesus stopped. The third thing is the decision. In Bartimaeus, we see that he was desperate. He was determined, and he made a decision. And look at verse 49. When Jesus heard him, he stopped and said, tell him to come here. First of all, is it just me, or is that kind of ridiculous if you think about it? Remember where Jesus is going. He's busy, right? He's going to Jerusalem. He's going with the mindset. He wasn't surprised. He told people they were going to kill me. He's going in. This is my last time entering Jerusalem. All these people who are worshiping me are going to spit in my face, pull out my beard, and yell, crucify him. And I'm going to die for their sins and say, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do, right? Jesus knew what was going to happen. And in the middle of that, he stopped. On his way to the cross, he stopped to respond to the cry of one person. That blows me away. He was on his way to save everybody, on his way to free the world of the bondages of sin. He paused to set one man free of the bondage of sin. When Jesus stopped, he allowed the blind man to come to his voice. It says, Bartimaeus threw his cloak aside. He jumped up to his feet and came to Jesus. Bartimaeus had incredible faith. He threw his coat aside. His coat had three main purposes. What do you think the first purpose was? Yeah, what's that? Keep warm, right. Good, good. His first thing was to keep him warm. The coat kept him warm. The other thing, it was his sleeping mat. That's where he laid. Remember, he was a beggar. He laid on the ground. That's all he had. The other thing, it was what he laid out in front of him as he was begging. And the people who would walk by would throw money in his coat. That's what a beggar did, right? Do you understand what that means to a beggar to walk away from that? And you know, as soon as you walk away, somebody else is going to grab your coat. He walked away from his everything he had. That was his livelihood. Like you said, Ron, that was it. That's what he did. That's all he had. When he walked away to Jesus, he didn't want to take a chance of Jesus moving on. As soon as Jesus said, time to come, he just stopped. I'm not picking up my coat. I'm not thinking, what if this doesn't work? What if I have to beg? He left everything aside, jumped up, and immediately ran to Jesus. He made a decision. He was going all out. There was no plan B. What if the miracle didn't work? He ran. Number four, he made a declaration. He told Jesus. Jesus said, what do you want me to do for you, my rabbi? I want to see. Jesus knew what Bartimaeus wanted. Jesus knew. We would have known. He was blind. When you see the guy who wants to, you know, he's feeling out for you, you know he wants to see again. Jesus said, what do you want me to do for you? For two reasons. The first thing he said, he gave him an opportunity to express his need. To say, Jesus, here's what I need. And the second part of that is, and I know you're able to take care of that need. Jesus, you know this need of sight. You are the Son of David. You are the Messiah who's going to come into the world. You can do this. I have faith in you. And number five, the devotion. He was healed. What happened? Jesus said, go, for your faith has healed you. Instantly, the man could see, and he followed Jesus down the road. The restoring of his sight led to physical healing. It led to spiritual healing. And Jesus had a new follower that Bartimaeus received from Jesus and followed him all the way down. Matthew Henry says this, it's not enough to come to Christ for spiritual healing, but when we are healed, we must continue to follow him that we may honor him and receive instruction from him. Bartimaeus said, I will follow you with everything. Now here's the part where we get to it. How can we apply this to our lives? There's a lot of things we can learn. He was desperate. Are you desperate for God? He was desperate and knew he needed God to show up in his life. There wasn't anything else that was going to work. He knew he needed God. That the Son of David, the Messiah, was the only one who could touch and heal him. Nobody's ever done that before. Are you desperate for God? Bartimaeus found God because he was desperate for him. Christ came to him because he was desperate. I don't think Jesus would have stopped his march to his death for someone who was half-hearted. He was desperate for Jesus. He was determined. Nothing's going to stop me. Were friends going to stop him? No. Were the people that he hung out with, the other beggars on the street, going to stop him from getting a touch from Jesus? Nothing was going to stop him. He was focused and he knew. And he started screaming out, Jesus! And when they silenced him, no. He cried out more and more. Then when the Lord met him, he made a decision. I'm walking away from everything and following you. Have you made that decision tonight? Or are you clinging on to something in your life? Have you made that decision? You see, Christianity is not about having backup plans. And honestly, if you have a backup plan, you will never be what God wants you to be in your life. You just will not. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work when God's number two. It doesn't work when he's number 15. He has to be number one. And then he made a declaration. Have you declared and said, God, Jesus, you know all my needs, and you're the only one who can meet them. And if he's worked in your life, have you followed after him? Have you just followed after him with everything and never looked back? That's what he's calling for. Are you devoted to him? Tonight I'm going to pray. Hallelujah. My prayer for you is that you would be quiet no more. My prayer for you is that when it's time to worship, that you would worship God and not worry. My prayer for you is when it's time for you to stick up for your faith, that you would do that. My prayer for you is that your life would reflect full devotion to him, and that he would change you. Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for the story of Bartimaeus, God. That, Lord, there was a time in his life where he was quiet no more. God, when he decided that he needed you so much, and it didn't matter what his friends said, it didn't matter what his family said, it didn't matter what other people thought of him, he knew that he needed you, and you were the only one. And this great man, Lord, who didn't have physical sight, but God, he had vision well beyond so many people. Lord, that he made a decision to follow you, and he let nothing ever get in that way. And he committed his life to you in full devotion. Lord, may we do that tonight. Lord, I thank you that you still change lives and you still touch and you still heal, God. Lord, I thank you that you're still working as you always have been. Give us hearts like Bartimaeus to live loudly for our Lord. We ask all these things in Christ's name. Amen.